There is a plethora of must-see movies at the cinema. What have we got on offer these holidays?
Well, guys, we're going to be talking about the new sequel to Jurassic World. It's called Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. It's in cinemas already, along with The Incredibles 2. But I'm a little bit more excited for the big Marvel holiday team-up of Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Yeah, that looks awesome. Paul Rudd is back. Always love seeing Ruddy in a film, as long as it's Paul.
Absolutely. The Paul Rudd. Yeah, not the other one.
Mate, the new Jurassic World film, Fallen Kingdom, has had a T-Rex-sized opening at the box office. It's been massive. What did you think of it?
Lucky, it was a fun movie. It's actually the perfect companion to the 2015's Jurassic World, the reboot of the Jurassic Park franchise. Yeah, sure, it's predictable and formulaic, and there are many of the similar beats that you'd expect in those Jurassic-type films. But what I loved most about this film was that it managed to come up with brand new ways to terrify the audience, and I think it's a great addition to the franchise. Yeah, without a doubt, it's better than some of those earlier Jurassic Park sequels that we put up with in the late 90s. But it has everything that fans were hoping for. It's clever, it's scary, and even a little bit emotional, but it's definitely not one for the little one.
Yeah, my mate learnt that one the hard way. He took his daughters to see it, and there was a lot of screaming in the cinema.
Yeah, I can imagine the scenes that they were watching, that there would have been some screaming. I actually saw a couple of little kids in the line when I went to see it, and I thought, I wonder if the parents even know what this movie is about.
Yeah, I've seen some weird stuff that parents take their kids to. It's strange.
And one of the other ones is out at the moment, still Deadpool 2. Don't take the kids.
Yeah, definitely don't take the kids to that.
Baby legs.
Look, yeah. I thought that the Jurassic franchise might have been done. I know that could be sacrilege to say, but I thought it might have been done. But are we back to peak Jurassic? We're back to Velociraptors in the kitchen, are we?
Yeah, and there was a scene very similar to that one too in this.
Uh-huh.
Not only were you back to Jurassic World being around, but we're back to it actually setting up for another film. There's a very blatant setup at the end of this one for a third installment of the new series.
Right. Now, Pixar's The Incredibles, they're back. It's been 14 years, but they haven't aged a bit.
That's right. Jack-Jack is still a baby, and the kids haven't aged, and surprisingly enough, neither have any of the other elements that made that original film such a huge crowd pleaser. The film picks up right where the last one left off, so it could be worth re-watching that one before you see this one, but you can see the care that's gone into crafting this film. The original director, Brad Bird, is back, and his team, once again, they've delivered an amazingly detailed animation that will absolutely appeal to the parents as well as the kids. And there's definitely room for another one of these incredible outings as well. Who knows, in, say, 2032? I think that's only 14 years away, isn't it?
I listened to an interview with Mrs. Incredible, Holly Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that movie's actually supposed to take place 4 minutes after the original finished.
Yeah, and if you know how the last one ended, you'll see that that's entirely true.
Wazza, what's making the money this week?
Well, boys, at number five, it's the superhero with a swamp mouth and baby legs. It's Deadpool 2. The comedy tag is new in at number four. Ocean's 8 is sitting steady at number 3. Incredibles 2 is sitting at number 2. And straight into the number 1 spot this week, it's Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom.
And what's hitting cinemas this week, mate?
Well, in cinemas today is the new Adam Sandler animation Hotel Transylvania 3. It's just in time for the school holidays, along with those other great movies we spoke about earlier this morning.
Awesome, Waz. Well, there is plenty of stuff on offer for the school holidays, even for the parents. Mate, thanks very much for joining us.
All right, boys, that's your Hit Flicks for this week.